Today's date is January the 24th, 2023, and we're back with episode 15. Title of today's broadcast, Musk's COVID summons Trudeau's child-based games. And here's the tweet from David Hawkins. Are Musk's COVID weapon summons driving Trudeau's child-based program, AR, augmented reality games? Did Musk summons Tesla for Sherman contract hits? Are Tesla bankers, State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock fixing hits with Circo weapons patents? One particular patent, US 20200257317A1, the V implies use of words as summon and target. David, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you, Christopher. I mean, this is I think this is going to be an extraordinary show because we may have found that Musk is talking out of two sides of his mouth, right? Because he's warned of AI bot swarms back in 2019 that could be a terrifying threat to mankind. At the same time, he has a patent, or the same year, which is autonomous and user-controlled vehicle summoned to a target by a user remote from a vehicle. And I'm fascinated by the use of that language. Summoned to a target is a very militaristic phrase, right? Because normally, I don't know what you think, but I think when someone is being targeted, they're going to be shot down or shot up or whatever. It's not exactly a pacific friendly use of terminology. Over to you.
Right. No, I agree, David. And this is, you know, Elon Musk, he's constantly in the, obviously the position he's in, he's constantly in the news today, of what's going on at his end. He's being supposedly attacked from the EU, you know, saying that Elon's got to play ball with what they're doing or there's going to be consequences. So, you know, it's quite the theater we have going on right now in this world.
Well, indeed. So I got very suspicious when he parachuted the Tesla team into Twitter to look at their code, because the Tesla team uses geoscientific or geospatial code. Obviously, you need to know where your vehicle is or your targets are, right? And who you can summon from out of the woodwork to do, let's say, hypothetically, a contract hit, right? So now, you know, the full title, I've got this term, Trudeau's child-based games. Now, child-based is a fascinating, it's a register of all of the online global pedophiles and pedophile suspects and their victims and collaborators and informers and police and witnesses. And I believe that runs into millions, and that software was developed in Vancouver, in British Columbia, by three outfits, one of them in Vancouver based, but the other two are vitally important. That's Serco, the big British conglomerate, which runs the United States Patent and Trademark Office. The other is the UK National Crime Squad, which obviously has a global reach looking at organized crime around the world. So when I found this patent taken out by, well, Musk is the inventor, right? And Tesla is the assignee of the patent. He's is the company that the patentee. And I found this word of, the target and summons. And I thought, well, is Tesla effectively, it's many things, obviously transport, but could it potentially be the world's leading place to go to in murder for hire? That is to say, if you can reach into a community of pedophiles, suspected pedophiles, victims running into the millions, anywhere in the world, from that group, by threats, bribery, coercion, or whatever, some kind of sexual reward, you could pull those people out and take them through Tesla or some other vehicle into a crime scene. And you remember the last show we talked a lot about profiling. Well, probably profiling has been led around the world initially by Kim Rossmer, a former detective inspector at the Vancouver Police Department, who was the first cop, I believe, to get a PhD in criminology. Actually, that seems pretty amazing that it took so long. But anyway, either by the way. And he has this patent for an expert system method for crime site analysis, right? Actually, This is my background. So remember, this was the period when he was working at the Vancouver Police where the women were disappearing. Right? And that crime scene should have been profiled. The anomaly is with those crimes associated with a serial killer, according to the theory and criminologists and so on, serial killers do not kill at their home or their place of work. Had Kim Rossmo's system been applied, he, a very smart guy, would have discovered that the patterns thrown up by the missing women, maybe 100 women went disappeared out at the pig farm, allegedly at the hands of Willie Picton, didn't match a serial killer, because Willie Picton lived in the place where he's alleged to have killed the women. Right? So that's not a characteristic of a serial killer, because obviously the risks of being found are very great. The jury, when looking into that case, said he didn't have the pre-planning and premeditation skills. So I'm saying the inference is we can do our own geographic. Every one of our listeners can do their own geographic profiling and look at crimes and say, is this consistent with a serial killer? In which case, it's probably not where he's working or living. Is it consistent with an organization? An organization such as Tesla, where you can actually summon a vehicle remotely. You can be half the world around, but you can summon a vehicle to, for example, take a team to the home of the Shermans in Toronto. Right? If there was a reason to eliminate Barry Sherman and his wife. Well, there is a huge reason, which comes back to the title about the COVID weapon, is that 7 days after Sherman were murdered, they lifted the gain of function moratorium on funding, which means that the laboratories around the world, including the University of British Columbia, right, could start investigating, increasing the lethality of the pathogens that they were researching. So now we have a very interesting pattern, right, which is the world patent lipid nanoparticles for transfection and related methods. Peter Cullis, 2014, applied by UBC, meaning that in 2014, UBC was researching the use of lipid nanoparticles for transfection. And what that does, of course, is if you have someone you can put this stuff into, and I'm not saying the research is either trivial or wasted, what I'm saying is it comes with a high risk of side effects. Because I'm not a biophysicist, but I am a reasonable engineer and I know the laws of physics. If you transfer non-viral material into the blood-brain barrier, right, with lipid nanoparticles, what happens is the lipid nanoparticles decay into ions that float around in the brain. I think they have about a 90-day half-life, best I can find. But those ions now in the brain render the owner of the brain, so to speak, vulnerable to external beam radiation, like 5G.
Right.
That is to say, their thinking can be scrambled. It's not going to help them think what I call it forensically. You know, I'm obsessed with deductive reasoning at the crime scene, right? It will hinder their ability to recognize they're being fed, excuse the term, bullshit.
Right.
Through the media. Right.
And that ties into our article we have for the Wake Up for Canada call for security experts.
Correct.
You want to touch on that with everyone?
Yeah, sure, sure. So what I'm saying, my thesis is that Trudeau, Pierre, and Justin have fundamentally degraded the intelligence system of Canada such that they can't recognize what's staring them in the face. For example, that the National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg has escorted a couple of Chinese-born scientists off the premises with the RCMP and sent them back to China, where the woman, I believe, has resumed work at the Wuhan Virology Lab, right, in Wuhan City in Hubei Province. But that was where, in October of 2019, the super spreader event broke out. And there has been no clarity from Justin Trudeau and his cronies in the government about why these people were taken away, right? The great fear is they took genetic material that was basically the driver for COVID-19. And perhaps, I'm suggesting, they were summoned to target by Elon Musk or Elon Musk's associates at Tesla. Because as you know, for example, in Shanghai, there's a gigafactory from Tesla. In that meeting where they rubber-stamped President Xi's third term, he had banned or excluded all Tesla drivers from going anywhere near that area. What does he know that Joe Biden doesn't know? Right? So what appears to me is happening is that this technology has weaponized the Tesla network and basically allowed people like Elon Musk to present a friendly image to the public at large, right? But I look at his tweets, and I'm very concerned that this guy is actually playing a game, right? This comes back to our words in the title of the game. If, for example, you have access, global access, to a register, let's say a million plus, it could be very easily, of pedophiles and suspected pedophiles, that's an important word, suspected, and informers, collaborators, police, witnesses, et cetera, and victims, you have access to the world's biggest potential blackmail network. Any one of those individuals with the facial images scraped by AI, and incidentally, there's a new company called Clearview AI that has, I think, 30 billion images scraped from the internet and mugshots. And I believe they have inherited the register of pedophiles associated with child base, right? So you know that I always keep going on about we shouldn't be going motive, opportunity, and weapon. We should be going weapon, opportunity, and motive. Because if we start with the motive, we'll exclude all the people we like and include the people we don't. It's Trump, it's Biden, it's this and that. If, however, you go to the weapon, what I think we've done is identify the weapon. Let me read it again. It is a long number, which is autonomous and user-controlled vehicle summoned to a target by a user remote from a vehicle. The inventor, amongst a whole list of inventors, the lead inventor is Elon Musk, and it's assigned to Tesla in 2019, and that was the year when the breakout at Wuhan City occurred. So my thesis is, let him prove otherwise, he or his colleagues, perhaps he's been threatened or whatever, perhaps he's not as smart as he thinks he is, are being manipulated, right? And they're actually in control of a weapon that, to put it bluntly, is out of control. If you can summon, and here's the terrifying thought, let's say that these pedophiles and their suspects and their victims have been transfected by the weapons developed after gain-of-function research at UBC. That is to say, what they have, instead of stockpiling the weapons in files, like what was allegedly taken out of the National Microbiology Lab, they've actually stored it in the blood of the victims that now become asymptomatic carriers. And if people say, well, that's rubbish, let me say that Pierre Trudeau and Bill Clinton are complicit in the tainted blood trade that was launched effectively around the time Bill Clinton was appointed Attorney General in Arkansas, when physicians at the hospitals in Arkansas were collecting prison blood at $7 a pint, paid in scrip. They were then sending it up to Connaught Laboratories at the University of Toronto, where it was fractionated, turned into a plasma, and sent around the world and literally drove the HIV and Hep C pandemics. That is to say, the weapon was stored in the blood of the victims of the transfusion or the transfection. So what's the difference between that, which the last shipment of prison blood was in 1994 from Arkansas, the year after Justin Trudeau arrives in Vancouver to study at UBC, By then, their program of research into transfection methods had started in 1980. So he arrives in 1995. By then, they would have already had an array of, let's say, promising pathogens, right, that could be inserted into the brain, where the brain, non-viral, into the brain, which then produces antigens and antibodies, which to a certain extent can mitigate the symptoms of getting the disease, i.e. you're less likely to die on a ventilator. It doesn't cure you. It doesn't protect you, right? So you can see the effect of this is they haven't come up with a vaccine that cures COVID-19. They've come up with a series of mutants through gain-of-function research that can mitigate the effects of COVID-19. I believe now that in China, they believe 80% of the population is infected with COVID-19. Think of that as a petri dish for the next mutant. And these mutants, I understand, have a nasty habit of running away and perhaps becoming what Musk calls a threat to mankind. So he's talking about AI bot swarms, but I'm talking about cyber swarms of agents in augmented reality that may in fact have a human characteristic. You know, they got two legs and they wander around and visit Hubei province, or they go on a tour, but maybe in their bloodstream is a series of pathogens, if you will, that give partial control over their brains to external administrators of Tesla, right? Which are the three big exchange-traded funds, State Street, BlackRock, and right, which also control Moderna and Pfizer, right, and Microsoft, which means to say they control all ends of an extremely lucrative trade, one that they can use to infect you with something, and then B, or two, sell you the vaccine that purports to keep you safe. Meanwhile, they can continue to develop mutations using the technology, not just of UBC, but I believe UBC in Vancouver is the center of this global syndicated crime group that uses pedophiles, transfected pedophiles, and their associates to spread a disease which basically, under the Fabian myth of Fabian socialism, the idea of people like Pierre Trudeau, and I believe the same to his son, is control of the population, and that's not just the numbers, but it's the brain, right? And centralized credit. Well, we have centralized credit with those three exchange-traded funds because they have $20 trillion of assets under management. So they move behind the scenes with Moderna and Pfizer and Tesla, et cetera, et cetera. And Musk has just got a bit of pocket money, that's all. And he's a programmer, nothing more, nothing less. Might be a good programmer, but I'm not at all convinced as a basic scientist. He knows what he's talking about, you know, this Neuralink project. And then the third leg of Fabian socialism is a government by an intellectual elite. Except now, I think the world is facing government by a pedophile elite, whether it's a blackmail pedophile elite, extorted pedophile elite. But these people know, or at least they should know, perhaps like Jeffrey Epstein, that if they speak out of line or they threaten to blow the whistle, right, then a hit team can be summoned to target over the world's leading profiling and surveillance network, Tesla, with 3 million vehicles on the road, crammed with artificial intelligence and cameras. They can drive down the road. They could pick you out of a crowd, decide which way you're going, and decide, do they want you to reach your destination? And summoned to target means any kind of weapon. It could be an AK-47. It could be a file of an Ebola virus, right? So they have a variety of methods of killing you. And there is another method, of course, is ridiculing you, shadow banning you, deplatforming you, right? Because remember now, Musk has put, in effect, in my mind, Tesla in control of Twitter. So all of the Twitter users, including myself, are being monitored for what we say socially, where the state might deem what we're saying socially is a threat, in which case we need to be, let's say, neutralized. One way of neutralizing people is making sure that they can't find their site. I mean, what I think you and I are talking about is probably it could neutralize an existential threat to the Five Eyes countries. And right now, an existential threat means you get it wrong, you cease to exist. Look what the damage has been done to the Five Eyes since World War II by, I believe, Pierre Trudeau accelerating under Justin Trudeau. Over to you.
Yeah, David, it's very interesting times we have here. And this information is coming fast and furious right now. And like I say, I'm very excited to see how the future unfolds here, because this truth, I think, can no longer be kept hidden. And you've done a very eloquent job of bringing it forward for people to understand how this technology is being used in a very nefarious way that goes beyond just criminality. When we're actually talking about gain of function of our physical bodies, it doesn't get much more serious than that. So, David, I just want to thank you. Sorry, go on.
Well, yes, that's right. And that's a very interesting term. But I didn't make that connection to Musk until I discovered about 4 days ago this pattern, you know, where he's talking about summoning to target. And it's almost like for me writing a confession, you know, like with the Shermans. There must be some people out there and saying, well, we summoned these people to target the Shermans' home. Right? Who are these people who will, and it doesn't have to be a Tesla vehicle, who would jump into a Tesla vehicle and drive, let's say, into the 10 parking place garage at the Tesla, wait for Honey and Barry Sherman to come in. Ultimately, at the end, the crime scene is dressed. That is to say, the bodies are propped up against the railing of the indoor swimming pool with belts around their necks. But underneath the belts are these thin ligature marks, right? And the wrists are abraded as though they were in cuffs, right? But the investigators did not find the ligatures or the cuffs, meaning the crime scene was dressed and evidence was spoliated, which means that you and I and the Sherman family are entitled to an aggressive inference of guilt. Whoever moved the evidence is guilty until they prove innocence. Well, the greatest network for moving evidence in and out of a crime scene is Tesla, without a doubt. 3 million vehicles around the world. Over to you.
Well, David, been a fascinating broadcast today, and I look forward to episode number 16. I want to thank you with all my heart, and I look forward to seeing you in the very near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher.